We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Tanya. Finishing up the sugis of Yemois HaMashiach, which started from the Mishnah that said, Ein Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, and we started with that, with Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, and then we went with Yemois HaMashiach. Tanya. Rav Eliezer Eimei, Yemois HaMashiach HaBom Shana. The days of Mashiach will be for 40 years. Like the Chiddush Aran explains, that after Yemois HaMashiach, so then will be Tchias HaMeisim, and then will be Olam Haba. So Yemois HaMashiach will be 40 years. Shanaim, how do we know? Abom Shana, the Apostle says, Abom Shana Okut Bedar, which is actually referring to the Dar HaMidbar. But Lamai says, Loshon Okut, which means I'm going to take you, it sounds like the future. So it means, be Yemois HaMashiach, 40 years. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah, Yemois Shivan Shana, 70 years. Shanaim says in the Pasuk, Tzur will be forgotten 70 years. Kimei melech echod, like the miyuchad dega melech. Ezu melech miyuchad. Have oimer zeh Mashiach. It's referring to Mashiach. So you see, Mashiach will be 70 years. Rabbi Omer that the years of Mashiach will be three dairies, three generations. Rabbi Omer shloisha dairies. Shneimar says in the pasuk, Yiruucha im shemesh, v'fnei yareach dor dairim, and shemesh is referring to Mashiach. And like we have before, Lefnei Shemesh, Yinon Shemoy, and Yeri Reach is referring to David HaMelech. So Yerucha Im Shemesh Yeri Reach, Dor Dorim. Dor is one generation, Dorim is two generations. Two plus one is three. Three generations will be the Yemois Mashiach. Rabbi Hillel Omer, this is the famous Rabbi Hillel we had in yesterday's daf. Rabbi Hillel Omer, Ein Lehem Mashiach Li Yisrael, Shkarachlu Mechizkiyo. That there is no Mashiach anymore to Klal Yisrael because he already came in the days of Chizkiyo. So it's big machlokes of showing him how to learn this. Rashi learns, if you look at Rashi, Ein Lehem Mashiach Li Yisrael, Rashi says, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimlech Ba'atzmai V'Yigom Levadai. That Rabbi Hillel is saying a good thing. He's saying that it won't be Mashiach who will save us, it will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but K'vayde Va'atzmai will be saving us. But other Rishonim, like the Yad Rama, he says, the Master of the Gemara, Rabbi Hillel saying, was not a good thing. And therefore, Yad Rama says, clear, Rabbi Hillel argues on the whole idea of Geula. There won't be any Mashiach anymore. He came already, Mechizkiyo. And the same thing, the Radvaz learns like that also. The Radvaz even says that don't say Rabbi Hillel is apikiris because he made a mistake in the Cheshbon, but it wasn't on purpose. Therefore, it's not called Chas Shom apikiris, but he's saying Ein Lehem Mashiach Li Yisrael. But the Gemara itself tries to disprove Rabbi Hillel. Rabbi Yosef, Sharu Le Mari Le Rabbi Hillel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis and be Meichel Rabbi Hillel, because he's saying the wrong thing. Chizkiya Amos have a Bayis Rishon. When was Chizkiya living in the Bayis Rishon? And if he came already, so why is Zechariah being misnabe, saying a Nevuah about Mashiach? Elu Zechariah, who is after Chizkiya, a lot of years after Chizkiya, comes misnabe by Yisheini Vayimer and says, Gili Moid Basiyoin, rejoice Basiyoin, Haria Bas Yishlaim, Hine Malkech Yoviloch, the king will come, which is Mashiach. Hine Malkech Yovei Loch Tzadik Menoisha Hu Oni V'Reichav Al Chamar Val Ayor Ben Yasoinas. Mashiach will be coming on a Chamar. So you see clearly, even after the days of Chizkiyo, there was a Nevuah Mashiach. By the way, this is Zechariah we had before, a whole mice of Nebuzradron that killed the Eden killed Zechariah and his blood was boiling 250 years. That was a different Zechariah than this. Obviously, that was Zechariah from the first Pesach Mikdash. Like Rashi speaks out, that this Zechariah Lav Hainu Zechariah ben Yehoda HaKoyen Sheniva Bayis Rishon. El Zechariah ben Barachiyah Shev Malchus Dar Yomesh. This is the second Zechariah who said Nevuah in the beginning of the second base of Mikdash. Tanya Yidach. Rav Lezo Eimer Yemois Mashiach HaBom Shana Di Mois Mashiach will be 40 years. Ksiv HaKas is over here. Vayanecho Vayarivecho. It says in the Pasuk in Parashas Ekev that Vayanecho Vayarivecho Vayachilcho Asamon Tugan Tamon Tugan Inu. You didn't know they're having the food the next day, but also Inu. How many years did they have the man? For 40 years. And v'ksiv hasam, samchenu, ki moisi nisonu, shnois rinu ra. You're going to have simcha, moisi Mashiach, like the days of the Inui. How many years were the Inui? 40. And Torah says, v'yanach ha-revach. That was 40 years. So you see, the Mashiach's years will be 40 years. Rav Doisu ema dal me'yashona, 400 years. Ksiv hacha va'avodun v'inu oisam, arba me'yashona. This is lashon by the Golus of Mitzrayim, it started with Yitzchak, Vavadim Ve'inu Oysom, there'll be Inui for 400 years. Ksiv Hasam, Samchenu, Kimoy, Sinisonu, that Hashem will give us Simcha like the years of Inui. So you see, it's 400 years will be the Moise Mashiach. Rebbe Eimer, Gimel Meis, Shishim, Shomishonu, 365 years, Kimin Moise Chama, like the days of a year of a Moise Chama, which is 365 days in a year. So that's how many years of Mashiach we have. How do we know a day it corresponds to a year? Which is referring actually to Meraglim, that Hashem says every day that the Meraglim went, which was 40 days, there was a year of Galus. The same thing will be, Vishnas Geulei Ba, will also be a Shnas. The Geulei will be connected a year, which will be in 365 days, which is 365 years. Now, what is Lashon Belibi? My Yoyim Nakam Belibi. I'm Yechon Belibi Galis Levera Galisi. When I had this memra, I said it to my heart and not to my Evarim. And as Rashi says in Tavar Amid and to the left side, Shalai Yitzhesi Dovam Api, Shahoy Aver Yochel Mishmaya, Belibi Yitam Mona Dovam. Shemelakash on Belibi Galisi, Machash on Galisi, I didn't tell him Machay Ashars. Tony Avim Reid Ravo. Yemoyis Mashiach Yisrael, Shivas Alafim Shana, 7,000 years. So already had different shurim. We had 40, we had 70, we had three dairis, we had 400 years, 365 years. Now we're having 7,000 years. Shneim Matzim in the pasuk, Umesoyis Chason Al Kala, like the Simcha of Chason Al Kala, Yosis Alayich Elikayich. That this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. And this is where the part of the Chodoidi comes from, these words. And it says that, like the Simcha of Chasam HaKal, that's how be Hashem will give us Simcha. And we know that it's 7 days of Sheva Brachas, and every day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years, like we had before. So therefore, it's 7,000 years, because Sheva Brachas is 7 days, it's 7,000 years. The days of Mashiach will be as long as the creation of the world till now. I guess it means if the creation of the Mashiach comes, that's how long it'll be Mashiach. Shenema kimei Hashemayim al haaretz. It says lema'an yibu yimeichem ve'yimeichem al ha'adama kimei Hashemayim al haaretz. It says there, and the omdu ba'aretz am kol kach avasidim la'amoy yom Mashiach. The days will be on the land kimei Hashemayim al haaretz will be when Mashiach comes. Rav Nachman Amar kimei Noach arachshu from the days of Noach arachshu. We make a drasha shenema. I'm talking about the marble, but we dash in Kiyemei Noach, Zoyslia Shanishbati. Kiyemei Noach, which means like the days of Noach until today, that's how long the Emois HaMashiach will be. All the Nevi'im, they send Nevu'as, how the whole world will be Gevaldik, and the Zev will get together, you know, the mouse and the cat will be in peace, and whatever it says there, the Zev and the Ari. All different mashalim there that it says in the Nevi'im, all different psukim it says there, that's all Limayis Mashiach. Avla Olam Haba, no one has any idea. It's so great. We can't even imagine. Ayin Lo Rasam, I never saw it. Elikim Zuloscha, Yaslam Chakaloi. Only Hashem knows and saw, He knows what to do for the people who hope to Him. So that's the thing. All the special things will happen, Limayis Mashiach. It'll be Gevaldik at times. Olam Haba is a whole different level. Upliga the Shmuel. And this member, this Rabbi Yechon, argues on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, ain't bein Olam Hazeh L'Mashiach, and Shiv Malchus B'Yad. That the only difference between Olam HaMashiach and Olam Hazeh, L'Mashiach Mashiach and Olam Hazeh, is that we won't have any Shiv and Malchus. We'll be able to learn freely, no one's going to bother us, but not gonna, all the Nisim won't happen. There's actually a kasha that the Rambam, Paskins, like this member, calling a V'yim Kulman is Nabo L'Mashiach Mashiach, Abba Olam Ba'ayin L'Rasa, and he also passing like Shmuel. So how do two things stem? The Gemara says they argue. So there's different mahalchim to answer that kasha. I and Shom. One of mahalchim are that anything the Nevi'im said were all a muscle. When it said like the wolf will get along with the Ari, it just means that the two nations will get along with each other. So the Gemara Vayta of Amram Chiba Avram Yechidon calling Nevi'im loinus nabu el bali tshuva. All the Nevi'im that are saying Nevuah is only the bali tshuva. But tzaddikim gemurim ayim leirasa lekim zulascha. But tzaddikim gemurim will have something that no one ever saw, the much higher level. Because Rechon holds the tzaddikim have a higher level than Balei Tshuva. Or pliga the Rabbi Vo. The Omer Rabbi Vo, mokim she Balei Tshuva oim dem sham, tzaddikim ina oim dem sham. The place where Balei Tshuva reaches, tzaddikim don't reach there. What's that kind of pshat? The pshat, we'll see it right from our pasuk, but the pshat is, because the Balei Tshuva, they have much more tzar to be kovish the Yetzahara, like the Yadir Ramah says. Because they already are used to doing Averis, for them to stop doing Averis is much harder, and it comes up, keeps it coming up, they don't do it, they get much more schar. How do we know that a Balei Tshuva is better, according to Rav Vo? Shneim as the pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rochak V'L'Karev. It says first, L'Rochak, then Karev. So, Bereisha, Rochak, V'L'Karev. First, Shalom will be to a Rochak, then to a Karev. And what's Rachak Karav mean? My Rachak, Rachak the Makar. Someone who used to be Rachak, now he got better. My Karav, he always was a tzaddik. So it's a riot. The Karav has to, they always was good. Now and before, he was always good. So this is Rav Ho's Rai from the Pasuk. Rav Yechon is not Rai. Rav Yechon on Omar, L'Rachak, Shu Rachak Me'aveiro. Karav, Shu Karav Me'aveiro, and it's Rachak Me'aveiro. That Rachak is Rachak Me'aveiro. And Karav means, it was Karav Me'aveiro, now it's Rachak Me'aveiro. So if I care, Rachak, it says first, talking about a Tzadik Gomer, he old Tzadik Gomer is better than a Baal Tshuva. So you have a say, here, what's better, Baal Tshuva or Tzadik Gomer? Varam Chiyab Avram Yechon, Kol Anvim Kulam, Loin Esnabu, Lamasi. Now, that's clear, Yemoisa Mashiach, Olam HaBo will be great. In Yemoisa Mashiach, so first, Mandi Yomah said, the Navim of Yemoisa Mashiach. Then when he said, even in Yemoisa Mashiach, it's only the Bali, let's say the Bali Tshuva, but Tzadikim will get more, like Rabbi Yechon says. Tzadikim will get more, even Yemoisa Mashiach. And I was saying even more. Rabbi Yechon, Aron Chiyah, Rabbi Yechon, Kol Navim Kulin Esnabu, Elamasi Bito Yotamut Chacham, what that person's going to get, all those great things that the Nevi'im said, b'Yemoisa Mashiach, is someone who marries off his daughter to Talmud Chacham, v'lo isa pakamach Talmud Chacham, he does business with Talmud Chacham, v'lo mahana Talmud Chacham v'chosav, and he's mahana Talmud Chacham v'chosav. All these cases are cases where someone's helping out Talmud Chacham. So he'll get a lot of schar in Yemoisa Mashiach. Avol tamidi chacham ma'atzmon, ayin l'rosa l'kim z'loscha. He'll get something that no one ever saw, a much higher level. Agav, the Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva says if someone does a Yisachar Zvulun, then he'll get like a Talmud Chacham. He'll be Ayin Le'rasa. Because a Yisachar Zvulun is mamish like a Talmud Chacham. The first part means supporting a Talmud Chacham, which is Gevaldik. But a Yisachar Zvulun is the next level. It becomes mamish Talmud Chacham Atzmam, Ayin Le'rasa. My Ayin Le'rasa, Omrav Yishuv Ben Levi, what does it mean you never saw it? What does that mean? Is that Yayin HaMashumar Ba'anavim Shesh Me'ebreshesh. That's wine that's being saved in the grapes from Shesh Me'ebreshesh. Very, very old wine. Very vintage wine, very good wine. The Mepharshim want to tie in that it means, Yad Ramah said something similar to this before, it means that usually Yayin Yisamach Levav Enesh. Yayin means Simcha. So there'd be a Simcha like you never had, like you never saw. A Simcha that's being waiting from Shesh Me'ebreshesh, that's what it's referring to. Shlokos Yom is at Eden. That's like the place called Eden. And that Leiros Ayim never was known and saw it. I'm telling my eye, you can tell me Adam Rishon saw it. I'm telling my Adam Heichandar, wasn't he in Eden? No, he was Began. I'm telling my Gan who Eden, they're both the same thing. Tamalem Nohar Yetzim Eden. A Nohar comes out of Eden, Lahashka is a gone. So you see clearly, they're completely two different things. One is Eden and one is gone. And that we never saw, no one ever experienced Eden. Ad Kan, the long sugya of Tchias HaMesim and Yemoisa Mashiach, and then we have to go weiter in the Mishnah, which started off with the different things. Yesham Chelik Anba. It says the Elo Sheilin Chagaba Hoymein Tchias HaMesim HaTayra, and the next thing is Vein Tarim Neshmayim, and that is our next Gemara. It says Vein Tarim Neshmayim and Apikaris and Rekivam Afikaris and Rama Chazaynim. These things also don't have Elam Abba.